You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The shelter-in-place order is helping to flatten the coronavirus curve, but it means not going to see movies, live sports, music shows, and for the literary crowd, book readings. Countless Bay Area authors with spring book release dates have had to cancel launch parties and book tours, so we're bringing the readings to you in a series we're calling New Arrivals. Today's reading comes from San Francisco's Rachel Levin, who teamed up with Evan Bloom of Wise Sons Deli on a book of recipes and essays called Eat Something.
It's basically about how a Jewish life is marked by meals. And one of my favorite sections is from the wedding section. A brief recap of my Jewish wedding, which could very well be any Jewish wedding. My mother got shingles in the weeks leading up to it due to stress. The guest list ballooned to over 200 because of the 92 people she had to invite. The venue we chose was too rustic. She hated the idea of using mason jars in lieu of real vases for flowers. And we weren't allowed to have pie. It's not that she preferred we have a traditional tiered cake. It's just that pie, my mother said, wasn't appropriate. At least she didn't have to contend with Evan's menu for his wedding. A whole nose-to-hoof pig, slow-roasted, on display, ultimately picked clean. Albeit eaten on homemade challah buns. Meanwhile, our ceremony couldn't start until after sundown because there wasn't a rabbi in all of Northern California who'd do it before the end of Shabbat. So by the time the alfresco dinner was served, everyone was freezing. One uncle had a minor diabetic attack. Another passed out because he'd smuggled in a joint and took too big a hit. In the melee that was making seating charts, I'd accidentally seated two warring sides of my husband's family together, despite their specific requests they be seated far, far apart. And at the end of what really was a magical weekend, my 89-year-old grandmother, who'd flown in from Florida, declared she'd done so for only one reason. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the photos, she said, and everyone would think I was dead.
That's San Francisco author Rachel Levin reading from her book of recipes and essays called Eat Something. We'll have more on this and other books released this spring by local authors at KALW.org/newarrivals.